Sorry, Mr. President. Mr. President, as this is Zimbabwe's first time speaking, my delegation would like to congratulate you and assure you of our support. Zimbabwe is a state party to the Convention on the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban, implements the victim assistance through the Ministry of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare, the Disability Affairs Department in the Ministry of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare coordinates all programs related to the welfare and rights of persons with disabilities, including mine survivors. This is in fulfillment of the requirement of Action 33 of the Oslo Action Plan, which calls for state parties to ensure that a relevant government entity oversees the integration of victim assistance in broader national policies, plans, and legal frameworks. Following the launch of the National Disability Policy in 2021 by the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, the country has taken strides in the implementation of victim assistance. Before, land mine survivors were not prioritized. They were assisted like any other persons with disabilities. However, Zimbabwe has begun to pay attention to land mine survivors. We established the National Technical Committee on the implementation of the National Disability Policy, which also involved the implementation of victim assistance. The Technical Committee was established in July 2022 and comprises of all government ministries and representatives from organizations of persons with disabilities. As such, Zimbabwe has managed to appoint disability focal persons in every government ministry. The Ministry of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare through the Department of Disability Affairs has started conducting needs assessment of landmine victims. The needs assessment exercise started in Mudzi District, where landmine survivors were interviewed, provided with psychosocial support, and registered for empowerment projects. The department is working in partnership with other organizations such as Mine Victims Assistance of Zimbabwe. They are a registered organization providing social protection services to landmine survivors, and they started their program in three districts, Buhera, Mount Darien, and Nyamapanda. The needs assessment activity is being conducted by both the Department of Disability Affairs and Mine Victim Assistance of Zimbabwe will assist in coming up with database of landmine survivors, which is very important in provision of social protection services. The Ministry of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare has also started awareness campaigns on victim assistance. In March 2023, the Department of Disability Affairs, in partnership with the Minister of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, recorded a document which captures the lived experiences of landmine victims in Mudzi District. In this documentary, the survivors share their stories and also provide information on the kind of assistance they need. This is very essential as intervention will be planned to address specific needs. The documentary will also go a long way in raising awareness on disability rights as well as mobilizing resources for landmine survivors. The absence of a biometric data disaggregated by age, gender, and location has compromised the quality of service provision specific to landmine victims. It is impossible to come up with needs-based interventions when there is no data. However, Zimbabwe will continue to lobby for resources to conduct a disability survey which will address the issues of statistics as landmine survivors are also included. In the meantime, scaling up the needs assessment activities will go a long way in providing statistics and information on the living conditions of landmine survivors. Location of medical facilities remains a hindrance in responding to emergencies and access to medical services, particularly for landmine victims. Most landmine-infected areas are located in hard-to-reach remote areas of the country. However, Zimbabwe Mine Action and other development partners doing mine clearance are providing transport support to ferry landmine victims to nearby medical facilities in areas they are working on. Landmine survivors need assistive devices, and this is an additional challenge due to lack of funds. In conclusion, through the implementation of the national disability policy, Zimbabwe remains committed to providing appropriate, affordable, and accessible services to mine survivors and their families on an equal basis with others. It is also anticipated that the needs assessment exercise will be expanded to cover all affected areas in Zimbabwe. The exercise will assist in coming up with national statistics on landmine victims and survivors across the whole nation and their specific needs. Thank you, Mr. President.